very sad to hear that it's come to this. Deeply disappointing. As I say, we're here as often as we can be here. We're 6 weeks at a time, all the time, probably five or six times a year. And we want to retire over here. And County Sligo is where my mother's family is from originally. And the other side is that, you know, say these homes that are short, is that we restored an old cottage, which I don't believe anyone else would have done. So we've actually saved a home, which I think if anyone else bought it, they would have probably knocked it and built a modern home on it rather than a traditional cottage. So we believe we've saved that.
You've supported various organisations, you've supported various businesses every time you come here. So how does it feel now at this stage that there are elements in this country that seem to be turning around to holiday homeowners and saying, look, you're no longer welcome?
Yeah, I think that's very disappointing. After we've tried to achieve here in Ireland and say set ourselves up for retirement here in Ireland, I wouldn't be particularly happy if people started protesting. Again, no, I understand that there's a housing shortage, but that's for the government to sort out, not for homeowners and holiday homeowners. I think we saved this property from rack and ruin, and I believe if you were to force people out of their holiday homes, a lot of those places wouldn't go for housing because most of the people want to live in cities where the work is. Lots of people, well, not so much work in the West, so most of the people want to live in cities. So I figure they'd be left vacant.
You socialise in circles where there are other holiday homeowners as well. I know you stay in contact with them. There's communities in every area of holiday homeowners that probably socialise together. What are you hearing from fellow holiday homeowners? Are they feeling apprehensive?
Yeah, some of them definitely feeling apprehensive. I suppose, like lots of us, we're just going to sit back and wait and see what the actual response is before we make any decisions on what to do going forward.
Would there be a possibility this could make you think twice about maybe even coming here in the future and perhaps even selling your property?
I haven't thought that far ahead yet. As I said, it's for our retirement plan that we want to come and live here full time. So I'd wait and see what the result of these protests are going to be before I make any judgment calls.